There is a general trend this year towards an improved economy. Still, opinion polls show Americans don't give President Bush much credit for the gains. That's one reason it's hard to tell how the economy will affect the presidential election. And the uncertainty is magnified by a very mixed economic picture across the 50 states. NPR's John Itzde reports.
In the year 2000, Americans were reminded that the presidential election is not really a national contest. It's a state-by-state election, ultimately decided in the Electoral College. That suggests the national economic averages reported by the media may have less to do with the outcome of the current presidential election than we might imagine, says Mark Zandi of Economy.com.
One state, one lone state with just a few electoral votes could make the difference here, and that's why it's so important to consider what's going on in the economies of each individual state.
For instance, voters in Florida and Ohio might have had very different reactions to President Bush's description of the economy in the Rose Garden in mid-June.
I'm optimistic. I have seen what we have come through. We've been through a recession, a national emergency, corporate scandals, a war, and yet our economy is incredibly strong.
Floridians could easily identify with that description, says Mark Zandi.
If it came down to Florida, it would be very difficult for Senator Kerry, because that state's economy is firing on all cylinders.
But voters from Ohio might wonder what country the president is talking about when he says the economy is incredibly strong.
Ohio's economy has been hammered in the last few years. It's lost lots of jobs. The state has been pummeled by the problems in our nation's manufacturing base. This is a state that has really been through the ringer, and that will be the problem for the president if it boils down to that state.
Of course, despite the potential power of the economy as an election issue, it doesn't necessarily determine how a state will vote. Take Indiana, which has many of the same economic problems as its neighbor Ohio. It would seem to have some potential for John Kerry. But Indiana has voted Republican in every presidential election since 1968, and probably will again this year, says Morton Marcus, Director Emeritus of the Indiana Business Research Bureau.
John Kerry has very little chance of carrying Indiana. Most of the analysis that I've seen suggests that neither Bush nor Kerry will invest very heavily because they both presume that it's a Republican state.
The opposite appears to be true for President Bush in California. There, the economy is picking up pace, especially in the southern part of the state. But Jack Kaiser, chief economist at the Los Angeles Economic Development Corporation, says it appears President Bush has ceded California to Senator Kerry.
President Bush hasn't been seen that much in California. When he does come in, it's sort of a surgical type of strike. And so you'd have to say, regardless of what the economy is doing, and we expect it to be a lot better by November, but that's not going to change the dynamic. The state will go Democratic.
Of course, the most important economies to watch during a presidential election are the swing states, the 17 or so battleground states where neither party currently dominates. Mark Zandi says in 9 of them, economic conditions may not tip the balance. But 4 of the 17, Florida, Arizona, New Mexico, and Nevada, have surging economies, while 4 others are suffering. They include Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, and West Virginia.
If you tote up the electoral votes in the 4 suffering states, it's more than the electoral votes in the 4 states that are doing particularly well. So from that perspective, it seems at this point to favor Senator Kerry over President Bush.
That said, Zandi's state-by-state economic model for predicting the presidential election picks President Bush to win. But Zandi suspects his model may be understating the real level of stress in the job market, especially in the industrial Midwest. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.